time for our Business of the Week. Northwest Nazarene University KBOI Business of the Week. Brian Knight from University Advancement at NNU is here with our Business of the Week. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Halloween Monday.
Boo.
Boo. Yeah,
how do you like my costume?
I like it.
Yeah,
it looks
nice,
like you.
Huh? Yeah.
He's dressed as the sports director.
Yeah.
You bet. You bet. Well, good to be here with you. You know, I was pondering as I made that long drive to from Nampa here this morning.
He's evoking sympathy for getting
I'm
up
trying.
There.
I'm still trying.
Yeah.
You know, this thing we call the internet and technology, I mean, it really has reshaped who we are professionally in a business setting. And, you know, specifically this morning, our business, which we'll get to, is a company that was founded in 2007. And they help us with technology, and specifically the web. And whether they help you build a pretty simple website to consulting on the technology that you already have in place, they're designed to help optimize that presence. And it's almost a non-negotiable these days if you're a business to have some kind of presence on the web, whether it's social media or anything. You
no
got
question.
It.
Yeah.
You got it. So our guest this morning is quite a talented guy, and I can say that because he is. And we're privileged to have him. His name is Corey Smith, and he's the president and founder of Tribute Media. And he's not only the president of the company, but he's an educator, an accomplished public speaker, and he's quite a talented guy, like I said. And he recently authored a book. And
nice.
I'm gonna read a quote when asked why he authored the book. And he said, "I figure that a talent that can't be shared isn't a talent worth having."
Ooh.
So with that, I'd like to welcome Corey Smith to the program.
Well, thank you.
Corey, what do you tell somebody when they come to you and say, "All right, I have a business, I need a presence, help me"?
So I have a very unique way of approaching the web. I'm a businessman first. And so when I talk with them, the first thing that goes through my mind is whether or not it's a viable idea. I'm a firm believer that the simple ideas are the ideas that get shared. And if we have something that's too complicated, then nobody's going to care. And I'll tell you, it's pretty hard for a business owner who's got his heart and soul into this business idea to hear, "I don't know that it's going to work out very well."
Whoa.
And so we have to tread a little lightly, because it's more than just about, you know, securing a contract. It's about doing right by the customer.
Do you fix websites for people sometimes?
We probably about 90% of our business is fixing websites. The challenge in the web world, it's not like, you know, building construction where mm-hmm. where, you know, okay, that wall isn't quite as sturdy as we'd like. Let's go and prop it up a little bit. In the web world, in a lot of programming languages as well, we find that sometimes it's easier just to tear it down completely and start over. Sometimes it's actually a lot faster and a lot more economical to just simply scratch and go from the beginning.
Tell us about your book.
So I wrote a book, and gentlemen, I've got a signed copy for each of you.
Oh, thank you.
The book's title is Do It Right, A CEO's Guide to Web Strategy. And I actually wrote this book as an answer to a poor textbook as I was teaching in college earlier this year. But the philosophy behind this book is everything that we do in our business. And it's, you know, we're a very opinionated bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I have very strong opinions of how it should be done, and it should be done this way for very specific reasons. And so I decided to write a book to talk about it. We talk about the web development process, and we talk about the web marketing process, and what everybody should be considering when putting their website, their companies online.
Okay, what's an SEO service?
SEO is search engine optimization, mm-hmm. and it's the simple process of getting found higher in the search engines.
So if I'm looking for a walnut processor, you can get me first or second on Google or third?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd be looking for walnut processing, but yes, we could do that for you.
It's the only thing that came to mind.
My standby example is frogs, because everybody searches for frogs.
What's the story behind the name of your company?
Tribute Media actually started in 2001 as a service to provide obituaries for funeral homes. It failed miserably.
Thus the tribute, right?
Yeah, thus the tribute. In 2007, when I was resurrecting my company, I thought, what's in a name? Let's just pick any old name. And I owned the domain name of Tribute Media, so it stuck.
Not bad. I like that story.
And one thing I like about your website is it's not how many people come to your website. It's basically who comes to your website.
Well, and not only is it who comes to your website, it's what do they do when they get there? I mean, if I have 100,000 people a day visiting my website and they don't give me any money, then they're kind of pointless from a marketer's perspective.
True.
So if our purpose is just to educate the masses, then 100,000 people is pretty good. But if our purpose is to make some money off of them, then it doesn't really matter.
Send me 40 who want to buy.
I would much prefer 40 who want to buy as a business owner than 40 who want to browse.
Exactly.
Well, Corey, congratulations on being our business of the week.
Thank you very much.
And Brian, as always, thank you for coming.
Great. Have a great day.